Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm in Orlando at the Carpet One Connection meeting, and I'm with Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am great, and it's so awesome to see you. I always look forward to seeing you at our convention.
Well, thank you for giving me this time. You're a window to my listeners as far as what's going on in retail in Michigan. So why don't you tell us, how's business?
It sucks. You know, it's picking up. I really wish that the election would have been in October so we would have been able to enjoy October, November, and December, because I think it would have been a different economic feel. But it has started picking up. We're watching numbers coming through a little bit more each week in January. So I think it's going to be a positive year. I sincerely, truly believe that.
We may still have to wait a couple months, but
that's okay. That's okay. I have a lot of things on my agenda, so it can start happening after my Kiba grand opening, and then it can take off.
Okay, I want to talk about that in just a minute. So, how has the business shifted in this stagnant housing market as far as who's shopping with you now?
We are finding a particular demographic coming into our store, and it's basically the people that are walking around and having money in their pocket. We are finding that it's the household that is making $400,000 a year. They have that expendable money. They are living in a home that they've lived in. Maybe they built it, and now their floors are dilapidated, and they're 20 years old, and their kitchens are 20 years old, and they just need to refresh in their home, and they have the money to do that. That's what we are seeing. We're not seeing a lot of millennials coming in yet, but they will.
So with the shift in who's buying, you get a shift in what you're selling, right?
Oh, yes. We're selling really good products. Stanton, Kane, Karastan, our high-end woods. Mirage has started really filling in our gaps. So it's fun. It's selling is actually really fun.
Yeah, it's better in goods.
It's better end goods, absolutely. And, you know, they want that quality, and they're not afraid to invest in it.
So what are you doing differently from a marketing perspective? You know, I know you have been doing commercials, and you're the face of the store. Are you still doing those?
I will not stop. It is traditional advertising, and when I stop, people will literally tell me, we haven't seen you. What's your new ad going to be? And I said, well, you're not watching the right channels. But I'm staying the same. We are going to be doing a little bit more social media with Lisa from the Kiba direction, and I'm excited to do something a little bit different. But you know what? It's working. Don't change it. Don't fix it. It's not broken.
So everybody knows, because I interview you frequently, that you're all in with Carpet One. I mean, if they roll out a program, you do it. And so you did 2.0 on the carpet side. You did 2.0 on the hard surface side. Has that been still a good growth items for you?
I always thought that our showroom was the best showroom in Wayne County, and I think it's even better than it was before. I absolutely love it. I was so hesitant about taking off products on my showroom floor, but the consumer is not missing it. They love the hard surface collection. We are starting to really take off on the soft surface collection. And now with the changes that we're making, I absolutely love the program, and I would recommend anybody that doesn't love it, come and talk to me, because I will tell you how to work it.
One of the problems from a supplier's perspective is it takes their identity away. How do you manage that?
Well, you're a Carpet One dealer, so how does it take your identity away? I never had Shaw or Mohawk or anything like that on my showroom floor before. So it actually doesn't take their identity away. It just puts focus onto their products, because there is a focus in the display program. So I don't think that really matters. Not in my store, at least. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned your kitchen and bath. You're doing that, and you say you're getting ready to roll that out here soon, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. I mean, it was scary. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of investment. My showroom was a mess. It's still, like, not perfect yet. I found out that I am a control freak, and I like things to be a certain way. But I've learned to put it aside. Like, it's going to get done, and when it gets done, all of that heartache is, you know, going to disappear. But I would not change a single solitary thing. The Kiba team has been so helpful and so smart and so creative and so supportive, and I love my showroom. I loved it before, but I love it even more now, and I just can't wait to share it with our community.
Once again, you're following the Carpet One program, and you know this is what they're promoting right now. And I think they suggest that you add a professional. Have you done that?
Well, we did have a designer, but she didn't like us for whatever reason. The Kiba team found the perfect solution. We have a designer with 24 years experience. She worked at Home Depot in the kitchen and bath department. Every single person in my showroom loves her. Even my brother loves her. And she's going to be great. We click so well. And I'm going to tell you something. Flooring is a dying breed, and people aren't investing a whole lot in flooring. So you have to diversify. And the very best part in my mindset was to introduce kitchen and bath into our showroom. People used to come in with a cabinet under their arm, a bag with granite or quartz samples, and I'm like, well, why aren't we getting that business? Why not be a one-stop shop for the consumer and make it easier? It's easier with Room by Room. Why not make it easier with Kiba and Room by Room?
Now, once again, you need space to do kitchen and bath. You needed space to do these 2.0 programs. Have you added onto the building, or are you just taking some things out?
Well, our showroom is 10,000 square feet, and we allocated 1,400 square feet plus an office, which is our designer's office, so a little bit more like 1,600 square feet. And we just took off the dead weight. We did not go into any other portion of our showroom. We didn't expand anywhere else. We just took out the dead weight, and we aren't missing it, seriously.
Okay. So last question, any recent wins you've had, any things to celebrate?
The Detroit Lions, go Lions, true grit. Michigan is strong.
How about from a business perspective?
Oh, okay, you're talking business. A true win, I think, is going to be our Kiba and finding Michelle as our designer. And I think my staff is probably the best that we've ever had. We are a very cohesive team, and that's always a win.
Are you adding the next gen? I met somebody this morning at breakfast.
That was my son. He works for Kane. Go Kane. No, he used to work at the store. He doesn't want to do that anymore. It's very hard to work in a family business. There's just too many trials and tribulations.
All right, Kathy. Well, thanks for spending time with us. It's great to see you. Again, been talking to Kathy Buchanan, the owner of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.
That was